ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
I won't let you down.
And the WBO.
And don't hit the face!
Shut up!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gives you a whole new way of looking at the day.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And unfortunately tonight, I'm surrounded by death. Everybody's dying. Nick Charles, my famed friend, of course, he broadcasts for Showtime, the original CNN talking head back in 1980, along with Fred Hickman. He passed away this past week. Bowie Fischer, the great trainer that trained Bernard Hopkins, he passed away this week. Terry Smith, the referee from California, Sacramento, California, he passed away this week. I mean, I can keep going. You want me to keep going? I will. Billy Costello, the former WBC 140-pound champion, he passed away on Saturday from lung cancer at the age of 55. I mean, it's been a death weekend in the world of boxing. There's no other way I can put about it. Just nothing but a death weekend. So hopefully I've got the negativity out of the way. Try to do something positive now. We do have open phone lines. The Tower of Power telling me that we're coming to a break. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Once again, our toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
I wish that you could see just what you do to me. You spark my main
nerve. My main nerve is struck.
Yeah. My
main nerve is struck.
Go on, baby.
My main nerve is struck.
My main nerve. When you hit the set, smoking like a cigarette, my eyes light up with fire. For the girl that...
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol's CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Twelve and a half minutes past hour, that is the mighty guitar of the great Jeff Tamalier of Pleasant Hill, California, former Tower Power alumni, member of the Starship back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It is a dejected Pedro Fernandez sitting here behind the mic, folks. I'm kidding you not. I am surrounded by death. People I know are dying left and right, people in the boxing business, people outside of the boxing business. As I said, in the past week now, Nick Charles has passed. Terry Smith, the referee born in the United Kingdom who spent 30 years as a district attorney in the city of Sacramento, California, was a referee from 1976 to 2004. He died yesterday of Alzheimer's. Of course, he was famous for disqualifying Tony Lopez when Lopez was an up-and-coming undefeated challenger against Ramon Rico. And, of course, that resulted in a rematch which Tony won. But people weren't happy in the Lopez camp. Terry Smith pulled that one. But Terry was an honest guy. Terry was one of those guys where he was honest, but he didn't admit mistakes. In other words, he was a straight guy. You put him in a fight, you knew you were going to get a straight score out of him. But if he made a gaffe, if he made a mistake, Terry was not one to admit mistakes. So rest in peace, Terry Durant, Terry Smith. Of course, Richard Durant just passed away a month ago, and he refereed many of Richard's fights up there in Sacramento, California. As I mentioned earlier, Nick Charles, the great Showbox announcer. Of course, Showbox celebrating their 10th anniversary this week. I hope they have something about Nick Charles. Nick Charles was like the centerpiece of Showtime, no question about it. Steve Farhood couldn't hold his jockstrap when he came to the two-man TV team. But the bottom line is Nick finally passed away this past weekend due to pancreatic cancer. And I printed his last article with me, his last interview, and his last email with me. And it's available right now for your viewing at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. So Nick Charles' final email to me, it made me cry. I've done some crying. Here's what's up. I'm not afraid to admit I cry. I mean, some guys go on the air. Some tough guys will come on before me and after me. They're so macho. They're so much. You know, it's a bunch of BS, okay? The bottom line is if you have feelings and you're really truly a person with feelings, you're going to cry. If things bother you to an extent, you're going to cry. It's the people that keep it locked in, that have no emotion, that suck in this world, and you know who I'm talking about out there, you listening, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But if you're free and you're born free and you're taught a certain way like I was, that, you know, you grieve people that have passed, well, I'm grieving the fact that Terry Smith has left us. James Bowie Fisher left us today at the age of 83. He was the famed trainer, of course, for a long time for a world champion Bernard Hopkins out of Philadelphia. What can I say? Billy Costello died of lung cancer this past weekend. He was a former WBC junior welterweight champion. I'll never forget Billy's fight with Alexis Arguello up in Reno, Nevada. And Costello's team came into Arguello's dressing room like 15 minutes before the fight was supposed to air, I believe, on CBS television, and said they didn't witness Arguello's hands being wrapped. So they demanded that Arguello rewrap his hands. So Arguello rewrapped his hands, and man, was he ticked. He was pissed. Anyway, the bottom line is the eventual result was a fourth-round knockout for the great Alexis Arguello. Of course, now Alexis Arguello passed away 2 years ago, almost next week, from an apparent gunshot wound, self-inflicted. I happen to think it was homicide, but then again, that could be the fact that I spent 10 years with the San Francisco Police Department, know how to read police reports. But the bottom line is the Nicaraguan police are calling the death of the mayor, the then mayor of Managua, Nicaragua, the capital, Alexis Arguello, a suicide. But Billy Costello, he paid the price for ticking off Alexis, got knocked out in the fourth round with one punch, and Billy was a good guy. He died from lung cancer this past weekend. So a lot of death in the air. Now, since the death is still here, but we're going to try to walk away from that just for a second and bring in one of my ace reporters, of course, from ringtalk.com, the one, the only. They call him KP for a number of reasons. His name is Kevin Perry. What's up, Big Kev?
Not much. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I've been better, but I'm doing all right. Let's talk about this week's fight. David Haye, once beaten heavyweight WBA champion, taking on Vladimir Glassjaw Klitschko. What does Glassjaw Klitschko bring to the dance?
Well, Klitschko brings just about every advantage you could think of in a boxing match in any division, especially in the heavyweight division where there's no weight limit. I mean, he brings exceptional size as far as height, weight, strength. He's in tremendous condition. Every fight that he enters the ring in, I mean, he's a true professional prize fighter in the sense of the word as far as preparation. Now, as far as heart goes, that definitely can be questioned.
Now, how can you question the guy's heart? I mean, he seems to try 100% each time he gets in the ring. The fact that I think what you're confusing is his glass jaw and his heart. I think there's a big difference between the two. I mean, he's lost to three journeymen, Ross Purity, Corey Sanders, I can't remember the third guy he lost to right now, but he lost to three guys that weren't stellar fighters, okay? But that was because I thought he got worn down in the Purity fight, and the other two fights he just has a glass jaw, and he can't take punches he doesn't see coming.
Well, yeah, you make a good point there. I think he just kind of lacks something mentally when he gets hit, and I think what happens too is, and this is kind of the analogy I have about me being a smaller guy. I'm about 5'11". I've weighed about 155 pounds all my life. There's been guys that have been bigger than me, people that probably tried to pick on me. And not once to this day have I ever been knocked out. I've never lost a fight. I always see big guys picking on people, and they never get in fights, or people are afraid of them. So when somebody who's big and seems invincible finally gets hit, and they haven't been hit a lot, usually they don't react too well to taking damage because they haven't taken a whole lot of damage. And that's kind of my analogy with Vladimir Klitschko is he's not used to being hit. He doesn't like being hit. And you got to get to him. You got to get to him early. You got to hit him on the chin. You got to take chances. And I think that's what David Haye is going to have to do to try to have any chance of winning this fight.
Didn't Sam Peter bounce him off the deck a couple times and still lose?
Yeah, Sam Peter did, but the thing with Sam Peter is kind of a one-dimensional fighter. He doesn't have great speed, great defense. He's just mainly a brute puncher. No real technique in his punches. I mean, a lot of those were clubbing shots to the back of his head, not really clean shots. And I think he just kind of took Klitschko out of his element. But Klitschko's been on a big winning streak, so he's definitely he's riding high on his confidence right now.
You know, we're checking into the Wyndham Hotel, I believe, in downtown Los Angeles, right near the Staples Center, a few blocks away. And Sam Peter is asking for a duplicate room key next to me. And I said, well, how much you weigh today, Sam? He goes, son, 238, whatever. It was 10 pounds heavier than he weighed for his prior fight with Tony. I said, you know, you didn't put the fight on in muscle. Obviously, you put the fight on in fat. I said, why would you be fatter for this fight than you would the other? You should have heard him go off in the lobby, Kev. It was, oh, man, it was like at an unbelievable pitch. He was screaming this and that. The guy's calling me fat. I said, well, lift up your shirt. Lift up your shirt. He wouldn't do it. He was a fat guy. Undetermined, unconditioned. That best explains Sam Peter.
Oh, man. So you keep, well, let me flip turn the tables here. Okay. Who do you think's going to win this fight?
I don't know. You know, it's one of those fights where Vladimir Klitschko's got every advantage going in, and And, you know, if I was David Haye, I think I'd beat the crap out of Vladimir Klitschko. I just think I would. I just think I'd move around him. I think I'd be shucking and jiving. I think I'd be giving him a whole lot of movement. I'd be feinting at him. I'd be feinting punches here, feinting punches there, moving this way, bobbing this way. I really think I could beat a fighter like Vladimir Klitschko, okay? Because I think that I've beaten better fighters in the amateurs than Vladimir Klitschko is as a professional. But the bottom line is, he's still 6'7". Kevin, freeze that thought right now. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up here on a station break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and especially to my friends in Las Vegas listening on KSHP 1200, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Okay, just try it. No, just do it, man.
The great Charlie Sheen and Howard Cosell. What a lead-in that was, huh, Jerry? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, the executive producer always is Scott Cuddy. My producer tonight is the great Jerry Burke. You are tuned to the insider's look into the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk MMA a little bit later because, of course, we have UFC 132 coming up with the California kid Uriah Faber coming up this
Saturday on pay-per-view. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in tonight's show. A couple things I want to mention. First of all, Mike Tyson turned 45 today. It's hard to believe that Mike's 45 years old, seeing that I remember him at the Olympic trials when Michael Nunn, when he called Michael Nunn's mother a hoe, and Michael Nunn walked up across, got up in the pear-shaped hot tub that we were all sitting in, got up and walked across the tub and told Mike to get up and put up, and Mike wouldn't get up and put up. So therefore, when Mike was knocking all these guys dead as a heavyweight, I mean killing them, I said to myself, you know, Mike has a little tiny set of stones. And people used to laugh at me. What are you talking about? I told them, well, you know, Michael Nunn was 160 pounds. Mike told him to get up and fight, and he wouldn't do it. So if he wouldn't get up and fight with Michael Nunn at 160, eventually somebody was going to be able to burst his bubble at heavyweight. And, of course, it turned out to be James Buster Douglas. Some other boxing news. The July 9th show in Panama City has been canceled, according to Fight News. And my man Jeff Mayweather has been down there. Jeff Mayweather, the best of the Mayweathers. Of course, he is the brother of Roger and Floyd Mayweather Sr. and the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Jr. We'll get to Floyd in just a second. But the bottom line is he's been down there for like a month and a half. And originally this fight was supposed to take place June 22nd, and it didn't happen. So he says, look, I'm stuck in Panama. I'm being held hostage in Panama for another 2-3 weeks. And now it looks like the July 9th show is off. And he's finding out like a week before. Man, I hope he gets paid. That's all I can say. But we'll have Jeff on the show as soon as he returns here to the continental USA. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, and he's always in the news, isn't he? Yeah, always in the news. Of course, the big mouth that he is, he's fighting Victor Ortiz later this year. Of course, Victor Ortiz comes in at 29-2-2, 22 KOs. They were in L.A. today at a press conference. Mayweather, 41 in zip. Of course, they're going to fight September 17th in Las Vegas. But a judge denied Mayweather's emergency motion that he not take this court-ordered deposition. Of course, we're talking about the deposition in which that sissy Manny Pacquiao, that's right, the pound-for-pound sissy in the world, I'm calling him a sissy because he wouldn't get in the ring, he wouldn't take the drug test and fight Floyd Mayweather. Instead, he decided to sue Floyd Mayweather, okay? And me being from the street, if anybody had told me, that, you know what, man, take the blood test or fight me, or you're a punk, I'd have taken the blood test, fought him, and showed him that I wasn't a punk. I wouldn't have hidden behind Bob Arum or some lawyer that in which he's got right now that is representing him. So the bottom line is at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather has to take this deposition. When he will take it, God knows. He was supposed to take it June 17th, and he didn't. So Floyd Mayweather, not in the best of graces with a Las Vegas judge. U.S. District Court Judge Larry Hicks denied the emergency appeal for Floyd Mayweather Jr. Speaking of Mayweather Jr., one of his biggest fans on the line, laughing out loud, is my man Kevin. Is my man Kevin Perry. Kevin, I guess the Mayweather stuff isn't a surprise, is it?
Yeah, not really. But I mean, it's not like he's, they got a warrant out for his arrest or anything for not showing up to the deposition. So I think he's going to do just fine.
I think he will do just fine. How do you think he'll do against Victor Ortiz? Ortiz 29-2-2. Seems to be reborn. He's a bigger man. He's a southpaw. He's obviously some type of tune-up. And personally, between you and I think he might be a better technical fighter than Manny Pacquiao. But he's supposed to be a tune-up for Manny Pacquiao. Seeing they're both left-handed. How does he do against Floyd?
It's really hard to say, just because Floyd's been out of the ring for about 16 months by that time, I think. And
before that, Kev, how long was he out of the ring before that? 3 years?
No, he was out of the ring for, I think, about a year between his fight with
Juan Manuel Marquez
and Shane Mosley.
And before that, it was like 2.5 years?
It was about 2 years, I think about 18 months that he had been out of the ring in his self-imposed semi-retirement. So
well,
he hasn't been quite all that active in the last few years, and that definitely could play some part into the fight. But the thing with Floyd Mayweather is probably one of the most craftiest fighters out there as far as his boxing IQ. I mean, he's really smart. He knows how to, make other fighters fight his fight. He doesn't take a whole lot of damage in bouts. So it's going to be interesting to see if Victor Ortiz can kind of stay on him but not make mistakes. And I think that's the key, is you got to take Floyd out of his element, but at the same time, you can't just go for broke and think that Floyd Mayweather isn't going to be able to hit you because, I mean, he's still got sharp eyes. I guess the biggest thing with Mayweather is his reflexes going to be as sharp as he used to be.
Okay, wait. I'm glad you brought up his reflexes. Not to interrupt you, but I'm glad you brought up his reflexes because, you know, they were saying the same thing about Roy Jones several years ago. Roy was this, Roy was God, Roy was this, Roy was that. Okay, it turned out Roy took on a lot of soft touches, New York policeman to say the least. And then, of course, his reflexes started to get a little on the shy side, and his speed started to slow down just a little bit. He started to get a little older. He was in his mid-30s. And all of a sudden, Roy got knocked silly, not once but twice in a row, by Antonio Tarver and Glenn Johnson. And then, of course, he was been knocked out two in his last four fights of late. So the bottom line is, there comes a time when your reflexes go and you got nothing left. Is Floyd Mayweather at that point?
I don't think so, because I think Floyd Mayweather in his career, he's probably fought a better caliber of opposition than Roy Jones. And we've seen Floyd Mayweather get hit by some big punches. Mayweather shows that he has a pretty sturdy chin. He's resilient. He doesn't like to get hit. But, I mean, what boxer really is going in there to take punishment? So you can't fault the guy for the way he fights. I think if Victor Ortiz is going to have any shot of knocking Floyd Mayweather out, he's not going to knock him out with one punch. He's going to have to stay on him. He's going to have to use angles. He can't stand right in front of Floyd all the time and let Floyd be able to land those little counter punches he throws. You have to outwork him, but part of outworking a fighter is being consistent with the jab. Staying behind the jab, use whatever advantages you have, make Floyd Mayweather lunge in with some of his shots, counterpunch the counterpuncher, as crazy as it sounds, but Floyd Mayweather doesn't throw a whole lot of punches. So you kind of have to make Floyd Mayweather come to you, as difficult as it sounds. Sometimes you kind of have to take the other fighter out of the stuff that he likes to do. And everybody knows he likes to fight off the back foot, for the most part. I think Victor Ortiz, because he's younger, because he has speed, he does have some hunger, he is going to throw punches. He might be able to take Floyd out of his element if he can counterpunch Mayweather at times. And he's also a southpaw, and that's definitely a style that Mayweather's had problems with.
Switching gears, talking about the recent death of Nick Charles, of course, the man that started CNN Sports back in 1980 with Fred Hickman, the CNN Sports show late at night, and then, of course, the announcer at Showbox until cancer took care of him and sort of took him away from the mic. Did you happen to read that email he had sent me a month ago? Did you see the email he sent me in that article I put up at ringtalk.com?
Actually, I haven't had a chance to check that out yet.
Oh, man, it was pretty sad. You know, here he was in just a few weeks away from death, and he was still hoping that there would be some miracle. Ninth, you know, he hit a nine-run home run in the 11th round and saved the fight, this and that. And it really made me feel bad because, you know, not too many guys as classy as Nick Charles. I mean, I can say bad things about you, and you can say bad things about me, and I can say bad things about Jerry Burke in the other room, and Jerry Burke can say bad things about me, but you know what? You can't say anybody, you won't find anybody that's able to say anything bad about Nick Charles. That's what makes Nick Charles, besides being an excellent broadcaster, besides knowing boxing, that's what made him, I think, a superior human being, was the fact that you couldn't knock him.
Yeah, I agree with you there, and it's one thing, and, you know, it's definitely unfortunate with his passing, and I know a lot of times when people pass, you know, people come out of the woodworks and everybody wants to say nice things about him and this and that. And where were they when the person was alive?
I'm not
referring to Nick Charles. I'm just saying that's what people like to do. But what's really refreshing here is I've heard a lot of people say nice things about him, and really genuinely from what I know of him, I mean, he is a great human being. And everything that's been said about him is, you know, it's not BS. I mean, he's a great guy. He's done a lot for the sport of boxing, a great ambassador.
Okay, last subject was the first subject. Who wins this Klitschko-David Haye fight this Saturday? HBO, 3:45 p.m., I think, Pacific time.
Well, I mean, would I bet money on this fight? No. Who would I pick? I'm picking Klitschko. And the reason why is I think that the thing with David Hay, and I was reading an article today. It was an interview somebody did with Evander Holyfield. And the way you beat somebody like Klitschko, a guy that's bigger than you, is you got to be able to fight him on the inside. Klitschko cannot fight on the inside. All he does is try to grab you. The problem with David Hay is David Hay doesn't fight on the inside either. I mean, he wings shots from the outside. He just kind of fights similar to Jean Pascal. He explodes with big shots, one shot at a time. Doesn't throw a whole lot of combinations.
Kev, with that, I got to cut you short because I'm running up on a hard break here with the American Forces Network. So I thank you so much for your time. Look forward to your article. I know you got something up there on Manny Pacquiao today in his commercial. So all the best to you, my brother. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yeah, that's Tower of Power in the background, and I do some writing for them. Check it out, Pedro's Song of the Month at towerofpower.com.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com. When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at famousribshack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the famousribshack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let that music play.
Stroke is alive on the east side. The funk would never die. Stroke is alive on the east side. Where the groove will get you high.
Aha, the mighty Tower of Power. Studio album 2003, The Oakland Zone. Called East Bay Stroke. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.
Before we get to MMA, I'll bring in my Puerto Rican boxing expert, of course, talking about Manny Caballero. And Manny's all upset. Manny, is it true that you're in therapy now because all these Puerto Rican fighters are getting beaten up by Mexicans or what?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm a little upset. Well, we've been having bad luck the last couple of months.
It isn't bad luck, man. It's just talent prevailing. I mean, Puerto Rico had its day, and now Mexico's having its day. It sort of it goes back and forth, and that's just the way boxing is.
But I think before the year is over, things might look good because Aaron was in Puerto Rico signing the fight with Cotto. So Cotto might be seeing Margarito in December the 3rd.
That's really a fight I want.
Might be facing Orlando Salido by around October. If Orlando Salido beats Oliver, he has to fight.
Yeah, Mike Oliver. Of course, Orlando Salido, loser of 13 fights before Juan Manuel Lopez got gangster slapped by him. I mean, he was getting beat. There was no question about that. I mean, and this kid was supposed to be like the next coming of Tito Trinidad, Wilfred Benitez, Edwin Rosario, all of them put together. He turned out to be a little less than that, man.
I'm not trying to look for excuses for the kid, but he was going through a divorce.
Oh,
he was overweight.
Oh. You want me to start crying here for him? I'm not going to cry for him, Manny.
I hear you.
I'm not going to cry for him. Listen, he's a professional fighter, okay? It's like this. This is what I don't understand. Okay, if a carpenter is going through a divorce, okay, a carpenter is going through a divorce, does that mean he doesn't bring his hammer and nails to the job?
You're right. He didn't bring them hammers and nails at night.
he didn't. All he did was get hammered and nailed. You know, now he actually thought that Orlando Salido was going to be a pushover because Salido had lost 12 or 13 fights going in. But the bottom line is, you know, Juan Manuel Lopez. I thought he looked his best at 122, and I think he ate himself out of the 122-pound division, put him up at 126. Now he's talking about going to 130, this and that. You know, and the way these guys jump weight classes, unless you can do it miraculously without performance enhancement drugs, allegedly as Manny Pacquiao has, it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you look at the great Roberto Duran. You look at the great Alexis Arguello when he went from 126 to 130 to 135.
Right.
At 135, he was not nearly the fighter he was at 130, and at 140, he was nothing compared to the fighter he was at 130.
Like I tell my friends, Roberto Duran at 135, that's where he got Manos de Piedras Duran. You know, they say he even knocked a horse out with a punch.
At
147, he didn't even have the same power.
No, but he sure did gangster slap Ray Charles Leonard June 20th, 1980. He did.
Yeah,
he took Leonard to school and flunked him out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that fight.
Okay, so Edwin Rosario. Wilfred Benitez was in the news a few weeks ago because he was part of Team Puerto Rico when they went to New York for the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And, of course, they had back-to-back cards in the Big Apple. And Wilfred, you know, having been a former sparring partner of Wilfred Benitez back in 1984 when he had nothing left, he had absolutely nothing left in the tank when he sparred with me at Newman's Gym, the old Newman's Gym at 312 Leavenworth here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. You know, I know he's got these mental issues, and some people say he's sort of like retarded. But I'm going to tell you something, Manny. I thought he was retarded all along because the only thing that me and Wilfred ever talked about from like 79 or 80 to 85 when we talked on the phone was girls. That was the only subject he could bring up. He couldn't bring up boxing. He couldn't bring up fighting. He couldn't bring up nothing. All he could bring up was girls. That was the only thing on his mind. It's like he had a one-track mind, but it wasn't that he had a one-track mind. It was just that I think he was so mentally limited at the time that he couldn't expand on other subjects. And the great Johnny Bobbs was probably listening tonight in Clearwater, Florida on the internet, sportsbyline.com and ringtalk.com. Johnny Bobbs told me that when he watched Wilfred at the age of 12 sparring with Esteban De Jesus, even though he was holding his own, De Jesus had just beaten Duran back in the day in the 70s, this and that. So he had no business at the age of 12 taking the punishment that he was taking. So I believe that he was mentally challenged to begin with. This is my own personal opinion.
Okay? I agree with that comment. I remember reading it. A 12-year-old kid, I agree with what he said. You know, the skull is not developed and taking punches from Esteban. You know, Esteban knocked Duran down when Duran was Duran.
Yep.
You know, it would have been not good on a young kid.
No, and not only that, I think his father, Gregorio Benitez, he should be arrested for child abuse.
I remember him slapping him when the Sugar Ray Leonard fight. Right coming out of the ring, he slapped him.
Slapped him? Why? Because he only trained for 2 weeks beforehand? I mean, whose fault was that, the kids or the fathers? Probably both.
The both, yeah.
You know, I mean, I never had any respect for Gregorio. And when he tried to introduce himself to me, the great Pedro, he goes, "You're the great Pedro Fernandez." This was in New York City at a card, I guess, about 15 or 20 years ago. I just turned and walked away from him. And my friend Eric Botcher said, "What are you doing? That's Wilfred Benitez's father." I said, "I could give a spit. I don't care. That guy should be arrested for child abuse, what he done to his child." I was never of the opinion that he was a great, great trainer, and he was an even worse father.
There were a lot of comments about him gambling, too, and some people thought he must have sold some fights. You know, there were comments, you know, like there always been. But well, changing the subject a little bit, Pedro, I like Hayes. I hope Hayes would win, but I don't think so. I think the experience of the Klitschko and Manny in his corner, and I read an article today saying that Hayes looked a little skinny, and I believe maybe he's a little too nervous, and like I agree with what KP said, he jumps in and jumps out. I think he's going to be a Klitschko victor, and he's still going to keep them belts.
Oh, man. So what you're trying to tell me that that we have to go through some more?
Yes.
Here's what I was hoping. I was hoping that Hay would beat Vladimir Klitschko and then set up a fight.
And he's exciting. You know, American fans will get a little more with Hayes than with Klitschko, but I still say we need an American heavyweight.
American heavyweight, listen.
More than gold right now.
Let me tell you what happened to the American heavyweights. First of all, they got lazy. They started texting. They're on the internet. They're playing internet games. They're not out there going to the gym. There are no more boxing gyms in the ghetto. If you want to go to Gleason's gym in New York City, of course, that's where Benitez and Esteban De Jesus were sparring in the 70s, okay? You have to pay $50 a month. It's 100. $100 a month to get into that gym now. $100. Now, where's some poor kid, some poor ghetto kid from the street being able to do that? That's why I appreciate Ben Batista here in San Francisco doing the Straightforward Boxing Club. He doesn't charge kids to get in. And when I was growing up, the late Billy Newman, who ran Newman's Gym, was the longest and the oldest boxing gym in the world, in the United States, as far as the United States was concerned, from 1924 to 1984, 60 years. You know, he let us all come in and train for free. The amateurs train for free. Only the pros paid. So nowadays, unless you got money, and this is the reason why I think, Manny, you only see kids whose fathers train them. That's why I think you're only seeing these kids with fathers training them that are making it to the upper echelon of boxing, because they don't have the money to get in at the beginning.
It's funny you say that, because I was writing an article just about that. Because I'm a father of five kids, and I don't got much money, and to take him to a gym around here is crazy. There's no free gym like we were. When I was little, it was free.
Yep.
All you had to do was prove to the coach that you wanted to fight, and they would took interest in you. Now, if you don't bring a paycheck with you, they won't even let you in the door.
Good point. Manny, I got to run. I got to talk UFC, but I wish you all the best,
man.
And I'll talk to you soon.
I'll send you an article when I'm done with it.
Manny Caballero, folks, of ringtalk.com, one of the fine, fine writers, no question about that. I mean, he brings it each and every week. He has a shovel punch column the shovel punch is sort of like a combination left hook, uppercut, and it's a punch that hits you in the gut for the most part. And Manny throws it once a week. He'll have his column up in the next day or so, but he brings it, and there's no question about it. Now, Uriah Faber. I want to talk about Uriah Faber for a little bit because, you know, I'll tell you, Uriah Faber, I think, is one of my most favorite fighters as far as UFC is concerned. And having watched him fight out of Sacramento for all those years, I mean, he was fighting in World Extreme Cage Fighting, and he was doing all these different things. And, of course, you know, he steps up and he's going to fight Dominic Cruz for the UFC title, and that'll go down Saturday on pay-per-view. Locally, it will be held at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, on East 14th Street. Take that back, on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple of blocks off East 14th Street, but it'll be on pay-per-view. The previews, I think, will either be on HGNet or Spike TV. But the bottom line is, the main event, Uriah Faber taking on Dominic Cruz for the World 135-pound Championship of the UFC. And I think that Faber is a solid, solid fighter. Is he better than Cruz? He's not bigger than Cruz. And that's where I sort of give Cruz the advantage, because he's bigger and he seems to be a little bit lankier, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. You know, Faber may have seen his day come and go. I mean, because in the world of MMA, it's sort of like football. The average football player in the NFL, according to my expert Jerry Burke in the other room, only lasts 4.8 years. Okay? 4.8 years. I think in the world of MMA, I think your time at the top is even less. I mean, look at Brock Lesnar. Hey, he may be done. He may be history. He may never fight again. He's got some disease, and he may never ever got some bacteria in his bloodstream. He may never ever fight again. He's, you know, and he was either considered a pretty good fighter, not a great fighter, not the animal that I thought he was, especially when I saw Shane Carwin make him turn and run, and then of course Cain Velasquez made him turn and run, so he showed he had a little yellow in his heart. But the bottom line is Brock Lesnar's done. I mean, Tito Ortiz, he had a long, long career in the UFC. He may have a fight or two left, but the bottom line is his best days are gone. Chuck Liddell, he's done. He started a little bit late in his career. Definitely Randy Couture is done. I mean, when you watch it, all these old guys, these older guys in MMA, they only have a short window of opportunity in which they're able to be great. And I think Uriah Faber, the California kid, I think he may have he may have closed the book as far as his prime is concerned. But we'll see what happens when he takes on Dominic Cruz. Of course, this Saturday. It'll be on UFC pay-per-view beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time, all across the country on pay-per-view or at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, where I think you'll be able to get in for $10. But it'll be a good card. You have a good time. We'll have good food, good drinks, all that kind of good stuff. And Ricky's a great host. But Dominic Cruz, don't be surprised if he upsets and retains his championship against Uriah Faber. That's in the main event of UFC 132. This Saturday, no BSing. These guys are going to throw, folks. I mean, this won't be a type of thing where they'll be grappling and running around and holding each other on the ground in stationary positions. No, no. Both guys, both Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber, they both come to fight. And that's what you want to see in MMA, fighting, striking, kicking. And you know what? They're both going to deliver. That's UFC 132 this Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific time. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. One segment to go. You want to sneak in a phone call? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the man.
My patience is wearing mighty, mighty thin.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. 57 minutes past the hour, folks. We switched from boxing entertainment. And this past Saturday night, I saw one of my great friends. He put on one of the best shows I have ever seen him put on. I've been watching this man perform for 38 years. I kid you not, 38 years. Of course, I'm talking about the great Lenny Williams. What's up, Big Lenny? Lenny, you there? Did we lose Lenny? Big Lenny, you there? Ah, we lost him. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll get him on Saturday, man. We'll work on that Saturday. Anyway, Lenny put on a great show above the Century Theater. It's a brand new club of the Century Theaters on Van Ness Street here in San Francisco the other night. Threw a great show, and of course, he closed it with his Because I Love You, his platinum recording song. But, man, he had the ladies swooning. He had my lady swooning. He had all the ladies going. He had the guys up in bebop, and everybody was dancing. So I just wanted to congratulate Lenny on a fantastic performance. I mean, the best show I've seen Lenny Williams do probably in about 15 or 20 years. And I ain't lying. I see him all the time. I see him on New Year's. I see him off New Year's. I mean, I've seen him in every club and every venue you can imagine, Northern California, Southern California, Nevada, Oregon. But the bottom line is the other night, Lenny put it all together. He put it all together. He put on a fantastic show. So I want to congratulate my man Lenny Williams. Sorry we weren't able to get him on the air here tonight. So don't forget. Lots of fights this weekend. Got David Haye taking on Vladimir Klitschko. That goes down, of course, on Saturday at 3:45 p.m., I believe, Pacific time on HBO. Then again, we're going to have to go with, I don't want to say I have to go with Klitschko, but you almost have to go with Klitschko. You know what I mean? Until David Haye brings it, until Klitschko gets beat, you got to go with that big, tall lummox, okay? And his brother's a better fighter than him anyway. And, of course, UFC 132. That's going on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. You can watch it at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, a couple blocks off East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard. Speaking of Lenny Williams, I'm going to let Lenny finish the show because this is Lenny Williams when he was with Tower of Power. Cause I love you so. Tell him